Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we will be learning more about the Magnanimous Mug Awards. Fort George created these awards. They benefit a local nonprofit in our area, actually many local nonprofits in our areas, and it's a very exciting event, which is happening on Tuesday, November 27th at Fort George Brewery. To talk about the Magnanimous Mug Awards and why you want to be involved with this, in the studio today, I have Brad Blazer. Brad is the Brewery Relations Brewery Relations representative guru. Brewery Relations guru for Fort George Brewery. Hi, Brad.
How are you doing this morning?
Excellent. Very glad you're in the studio today.
Yeah,
thank you.
Nice to be here.
And I also have in the studio a familiar voice, if you like Sonidos Latinos, and that is Norma Hernandez. Norma is involved in many, many things in this community, and she also works as the Clatsop County Coordinator for the WIC program, which is Women, Infant, Children program, which is a nutritional program here in Clatsop County. Hi, Norma.
Hi. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. A mí me gusta español.
Muy bien. Okay. Vamos a practicar por la próxima media hora.
Sí, sí. Es necesario. Before we start talking about the Magnanimous Mug Awards, this is the fourth annual, happening again on November 27th, which is a Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, let's tell the listening audience a bit about yourself, please.
Oh, sure. I'm moved out here to the coast right around 2000.
Where were you before?
I was around. I grew up in Eugene, Eugene, Springfield. Mm-hmm. I went to college down there and high school. And then I moved around, mostly in Oregon. I've lived all over the state. And then, but I came out here in about 2000 and I haven't left. I guess that still doesn't make me a local, but.
Well, no, I think that's not true. I think, you know what, when you're involved in the community, if you come here and you're here for a month, if you get involved with the community and you volunteer for any of our organizations and you do so many good things in this town, yes, of course, you're a local. Absolutely. I mean, it's the heart that you have for your community and what you do. That makes you a local.
And it's a great place. It is a great place to live. When we first moved out here, I was down in Gearhart, but moved up to Astoria in about 2006. And I've been here ever since.
And you've been working with Fort George.
Yes. For 7.5 years now. Yeah, it's been a while. They've been open a little over 11, and I was a regular when they opened. I used to hang out there a lot, and I started asking them for a job as they were growing, and actually started in the kitchen and worked my way up like many of the employees there. And now I'm in the office. Yeah, I handle brewery relations and the social media and, of course, all the benefit nights and the Magnanimous Mug.
That's great. So you are involved with the community. And I know you also go to some trade shows and, you know, all of that around in the Pacific Northwest as well.
Yes, there's the owners there are great about sending employees to educational classes, conferences, that sort of thing. Yes.
Excellent. Uh-huh. All right. Community relations. I like brewery relations guru. Okay.
Yes.
Norma coined that. And Norma Hernandez, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, hi. Well, I moved here. You see, I disagree with Brad. I moved here in 2003 and I think I'm a local. True and true. I'm sorry. I do not belong anywhere else now. I belong here. And I moved here and it was just, I came on vacation on December 2002. I got offered a job in a Christmas party and I took that job. And a month later, I moved from Boston to here. So
from Boston? Now, what brought you out here in the first place from Boston?
Came on vacation to visit friends.
So it was a vacation.
Yeah, was a vacation on Christmas. So I do believe mine is true love because I came in the winter time.
Yes.
I saw the sun twice in 3.5 weeks. So I'm like, yes,
okay.
I'm a local.
Yes, you are.
I love this place, and I now been with the Clatsop County Public Health Department since 2012. I used to work with them. I went for the Hispanic Council for 4 years, and I went back to public health. It's very dear to my heart, and I'm involved in several organizations. I'm in 4 boards, and I love to volunteer. I like to be part of the community. I like to be part of what is happening and what do we need to do to make the world better.
Yes, to make it a better place, to do good. It's good because it's good for you, too.
It feels really good.
Yeah.
People say, what do you do in your personal life? I said, I volunteer. That is my social life. I volunteer. I'm involved with things. But my great friends come from that, from being in that place, from being. And that's how you learn about your community and you care. And it's no better way to be a community member than to be involved and volunteer.
That's very true. And Norma, if for folks who aren't familiar with the WIC program, just tell us a brief bit about that and what you do with them.
The WIC program has been around over 44 years. And what it is a supplemental nutrition program. So we follow pregnant women and children since they are born until they turn five. And what we have contact with them four times a year, and we follow their weight, height, hemoglobin. We just want to make sure to see the outcomes of a healthier community. So we follow these families very closely, and pregnant women, because we want women to have a good nutrition when they are pregnant.
So you help support and advise them.
And advise them. And yes. If women, we are great, great supporters of breastfeeding, because breasts are best. And if you are a breastfeeding mom, you stay in our program until the baby is 1 year old. So we can really follow these families and see these kids grow and see how the nutritions and educate the community. And it's a very feel-good job.
Good.
I love doing that job.
Well, you're a happy person with a lot of energy. Thank you for all that you do for this community. And Brad, how did the Magnanimous Mug Awards happen? And maybe just give people a teeny bit of a background on Fort George itself, the brewery.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, like I said, Fort George opened in 2007, 11 years ago. 11 and a half now, and started in that downstairs pub and just started to grow as they started selling beer into Portland, especially. I started on just about as they were, right after they expanded into the Lovell Brewery and opened the tap room over there, and moved up into the office maybe a year later and started helping out in that capacity. Chris, the owner there, one of the owners there, he really wanted to come up with some sort of concept to give back to the community. We donate lots of beer, lots of gift cards, lots of merchandise throughout the year. It's tens and tens of thousands of dollars in worth of donations that they hand out that way. But he wanted to do something a little more special, something we could do at the pub, so. We kind of came up with the concept of hosting a monthly benefit night, and the first Magnanimous Mug contest back in 2015 was the first the time that we did that, and I set up just a really simple contest where at the time you had to be nominated to participate in the Magnanimous Mug, and then those nominees could then decide whether they wanted to compete or not. They picked a nonprofit and they started raising money for that nonprofit. And then at the end of the month, on the last Tuesday, they brought all of their money down and it was counted. There was some more money raised that night just among the pub goers. And then we announced the winner. And it originally started with a winner take all. So the top fundraiser that night had all of their donations matched by Fort George. It was Jeff Daly was the first winner. And a lot of people know him from the Joy Train and the Underground, Astoria Underground Tours. He raised a few thousand dollars that night, and Chris and Jack matched it for the
right, and that's Chris Zemlewill and Jack Harris from Fort George, and so yeah. Who have a great heart for the community, a great community spirit. Mm-hmm. So the first one 4 years ago, Jeff Daly won,
And that was that was the Magnanimous Mug Award, which turned into our monthly benefit night. So starting in January of 2016, we have always had we invite one nonprofit to come on the last Tuesday. They do a raffle or a silent auction or some sort of interactive fundraiser, and all of the pizzeria profits that night go to the nonprofit. So there's a new group every Tuesday night. And then in November, it always turns into this Magnanimous Mug contest.
So, all right. So you essentially have, on the last Tuesday of each month, there's a benefit night, and that's year-round.
Yes.
And Magnanimous Mug is once a year.
Once a year.
That's quite an awards competition, because essentially you have people from various nonprofits competing with each other to see who can raise the most money by the time the actual awards take place. Mm-hmm. So there's about a three-week period of time mm-hmm. when you choose these organizations, and people can apply. And where do you serve? What is the area that you serve? Like, who can apply to be part sure. of the Magnanimous Mug?
Sure. Magnanimous Mug, just like all of our benefit nights, we accept applications or participants from kind of the counties that Fort George sells their beer in locally. So it'd be Tillamook County, Clatsop County, across the river on the Washington side. We service Pacific County, Skamakaway, and Grays Harbor. Any of the counties where Fort George sells beer are always open to apply for either one of the monthly benefit nights, if there's a nonprofit out there that would like to, or in November, you can put your name in and raise some funds for a local nonprofit in your county and down at the Magnanimous Mug Award.
So it's the Fort George beer distribution area.
Yes.
And that's open to any nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And on your website, they can apply, because at this moment in time, we obviously have the Magnanimous Mug Awards happening mm-hmm. on November 27th. So right now, we're going to talk about the organizations that are participating, and they're already out raising funds. Mm-hmm. And then for 2020, you said that the benefit nights, I'm sorry, 2019, mm-hmm. the benefit nights are pretty much planned. Mm-hmm. We know, for example, in December, because Christmas is on Tuesday, so in December, the benefit night at Fort George is going to be on December 18th for the Wildlife Center of the North Coast.
Yes.
And then in January, it's going to be the last Tuesday in January, which at the brewery mm-hmm. will be for the Astoria Scandinavian Heritage Association.
Yes.
And then in mm-hmm. February, it'll be Coast Community Radio.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Things to look forward to. Mm-hmm. But now let's focus on Magnanimous Mug, because that's what's happening right now as we speak. There are 12 organizations yes. and people from those organizations who are out rounding up donations so that they can win some money from Fort George.
Yeah. Yeah. They're out there right now. They started a couple of weeks ago. So we have Cara Miko from the Cannon Beach Arts Association, Bruce Williams for Astoria Warming Center, Suzanne Harold is raising money for the library's reading outreach in Clatsop County, Jorge Gutierrez raising money for Lower Columbia Hispanic Council. He was actually the third place winner last year. Meche Brownlow for the Lunch Buddy Mentoring Program. Mary Ann Myers for the North Coast Food Web, and she won the second year that we held the Magnanimous Mug Awards. Jennifer Crockett for the Liberty Theater. Eric Owen for the Northwest Coast Trails Coalition. Dan Stein for Astoria Armory, who was the second place winner last year. And Amanda Kitchen for the Moms Club of Astoria. Jessica Klein for the Harbor. And Mary Doherty for Riverfolk.
That's great.
See, that's a great group mm-hmm. of people right
there.
It's
a great group of people. We have 12 nonprofits, and the people you've just named are out raising money so that on November 27th, they can come to Fort George, and their supporters can be there, and you're going to be tabulating like mm-hmm. who's winning, and people can actually also give that night too.
Yes.
Which is great. And we're going to talk about what happens on that night in just a second. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about the Fort George Magnanimous Mug Awards, an incredible community event which happens actually on Tuesday, November 27th, which is next week, at Fort George. It starts at 6 p.m., and Norma Hernandez is the MC, and she'll be telling us more about that. In the studio talking about Magnanimous Mug Awards, I have Brad Blazer. Brad is the brewery relations guru
yes.
for Fort George Brewery. And we also have Norma Hernandez, who works with Clatsop County Health Department, the Women, Infant, Children Nutritional Program, the WIC program, and does many other things as well, as everyone in this community does, actually.
Yes.
So, Norma, what happens at a Magnanimous Mug Award? You've been involved with this for the last four years.
Yeah, since the first year I've been involved. We were in third place and that first year. The second year, the organization that we were working with got the first prize that day, and that made some changes right there. And last year we didn't, but every year I go, because one of the things, even if I am not participating on any of the organizations that I like and represent, because I like them all. I always like to be there. One of the things that we're going to learn on Tuesday, we're going to have, you know, some interviews with these organizations. If you don't know these organizations or you don't know these community members, that is a great opportunity for you to learn about the organization, to learn about them. What do they do? How are they involved? And you can help. You can either get involved, you can give money. You just come learn about it. Like I was telling you before, for me, Fort George has changed the way that I look at benefits and fundraising. And I look at nonprofits. Every month, I love going to that event. I know every last Tuesday of the month, I know I'll be going to Fort George because I'm going to learn about it. And that is the way that I feel that I'm helping everybody in my community. If I now volunteer with you, I'm able to give you a little bit of money. It doesn't have to be thousands. But just come, give something, learn about it. Just be involved because that really, it feels good.
Just your presence at that event shows you showing up. It means that you're going to have a great time because you're going to be with people who care about your community.
Exactly.
I mean, you're going to have great beer, you're going to have great food, and you're going to have, again, that companionship, that feeling of belonging, which we so need in today's world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We need it. And what a better way to be in a social that you don't feel that is just this a very serious place. You just go in, have some fun, have a beer, and let's talk about your organization. What is it that you do? What is it? And you support not only Fort George, you're supporting them. You are supporting every single person here. And on that, I think this year with the changes that the guru made that are shorter, that is only 6 to 8, I think that's going to feel a little bit better to people, that they don't feel, oh, I have to be there for 4 or 5 hours. It used to be longer. It used to be like 4 or 8:30 pretty much. It was a longer event. Mm-hmm. And I think by being shorter, I think people, you know, he's respecting people's time. That you just go there, give me 2 hours, come talk about it, learn about these organizations. I will be interviewing every one of these 12 community members and trying just to get some money out of people. Come. You don't have to give us thousands of dollars.
No, because a little bit makes a difference. And the point you're making is, I think it's true. A lot of people think, oh, my little amount of money that I can give won't make a difference. That's not true. All of it adds up.
Yes.
And so, again, Fort George has the benefit nights, which are the last Tuesday of each month year-round. And then the annual, once-a-year magnanimous mug, which is what we're really talking about now, happening next Tuesday, the 27th of November, which is these 12 very fine nonprofit organizations, will have an opportunity with you as the MC between 6 and 8. And I think you're right. I think doing it in that shorter time frame is great. Mm-hmm. Because everybody this is a holiday season, people are busy and everything. But what a great thing to think, I'm going to stop by, I'm going to have something to eat and drink, and I'm going to help with my little bit, whatever I can give one of these great organizations or several of them.
Yeah, and that's it. You can distribute your funds there. You can support everybody. You don't have to pick one.
Right.
You can just really share the wealth if that's what you want to do and you want to just share with everybody. It's okay. It's okay. Just come, participate, give something, learn about those organizations. Meet these people. And, you know, you have to pay close attention. I have an accent, so you have to really pay close attention to see what the heck is it that I'm saying there. So that is the idea there. The idea is, like, let's put Norma, because that way people have to pay attention, because we will not know what is she saying. But it is just a great time to really. And, you know, that matches also with the Giving Tuesday, usually the last Tuesday in November.
Oh, that's right. It is Giving Tuesday.
That is National Giving Tuesday.
That's exactly right.
So I think it's a great way to, what else, to feel better. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like to make their donations right before the end of the year for tax purposes or for whatever it is. It doesn't matter what is your motive. Just come. Just come. And really support these organizations, learn about them, feel good. You're going to go home with a smile. You're going to say, you know, I help. It really feels good when you help your community. And you could say, like, it's every one of these communities. Organizations have a little bit of me.
Yes. And tell us now, Brad, what happens when these 12 people who are out raising money for these mm-hmm. fine organizations. So they're going to be getting as much money as possible before they come on the 27th. And then at that yes. night on the 27th, they're probably going to raise a little bit more and a flurry of activity here. Mm-hmm. And then you have awards and things that you celebrate. So what happens to the winners?
Yes. So the top three will receive matching donations from Fort George. The first place recipient will get up to $10,000 match to their nonprofit. Second place will receive up to $5,000 match, and third place will receive up to $1,000. And judging from last year, those organizations had no problem getting to those matches, so they're going to receive those amounts that night, or soon after they have to.
Yeah,
we have to get the office manager to cut a check, but
right.
they get all of their funds yes. that have been raised that night, and then the Fort George matching donation will go in to those. To those fundraisers as well. They'll also be we're going to do a little extra bonus prize for the participants. I'm going to see about doing a prize for the group that raises the most money there that night, outside of their fundraising that they've done previously. And then we'll also have a raffle prize for the people that come down and make donations. So if you come down and make a donation, you get a raffle ticket, and we'll have a very, very special prize for someone there that comes down and donates some money.
That's great, Brad.
And you should tell them how much money it was raised last year.
Last year it was over $96,000.
Isn't it phenomenal?
That is phenomenal.
One night that we can do this in our mm-hmm. community.
Astonishing, really.
It mm-hmm. is.
Mm-hmm. And judging by this group, I think that number is going to get
right. And a real tribute again to the health of our community, that we're all in this together, mm-hmm. and so we all have to help make it a place we want to raise our children, and we want to feel safe, and we want to feel that we are giving people opportunities. So that's really crucial. And what about when people are out fundraising? Do they do unusual things? What are some of the most creative ways people are doing this or raising this money?
I think they're just going really straight up and being honest about it.
And just say,
I want those $10,000. Can you help me see if mm-hmm. I could be the first?
Right.
The first
Any little
place.
Bit helps. So they're out knocking on doors, probably.
Knocking on doors.
They're making
phone calls. Doing emails. Doing, mm-hmm.
Right.
sharing the Facebook event that Brad created. It's just you have to go out there and be honest. This is what we want. What a best way to get a matching amount
right.
for your funds. So we're just being straight ahead, bribing, offering things.
Bribing? Now, wait a second. Bribing.
I like to bribe people for things.
Well,
yes.
Wait, so
Why
wait,
not?
Norma, does that mean you say, okay, a special Norma Hernandez hug and kiss if you give me $5 for this, or if you do that?
Exactly. Yes, no shame on my game.
Okay.
It's like we just go and really try to just really. And sometimes all these organizations, they are great. What even we state our missions, we state what is it that we stand for. I don't see how anybody could say, no, I don't want to help you.
That's right. And again,
yeah, it's
no contribution is too small.
Yeah, no and contribution is too small.
Because it all adds up.
Yes.
Which is what's so important.
And that's why he spends a lot of the time just behind doors counting money that night. Counting money.
Well, I think it's kind of phenomenal, just the growth. Because the first year you had, I think, four participants for Magnanimous Mug.
Four to six participants.
Uh-huh. And Jeff Daly was the winner of that.
Jeff Daly.
And so I think he had... Did he raise like something like $4,000 or something?
He raised $2,000, and then
you matched it. Okay.
Fort George, so
then the second year, you had Dulcie Taylor for the North Coast Food Web, and that mm-hmm. was a little extraordinary.
Yes. We still had the Fort George match, and so the winner would take all, and we would double their fundraising efforts, and that number started creeping up. It was kind of a stressful night for the owners.
Little unexpected. It went way over the top.
It did.
I don't think any of us expected it. All
right.
of us that were there
right.
last night,
right.
that's not what we
right.
expected.
No.
We had no clue that that's where mm-hmm. it was going to go.
Right. But mm-hmm. so much
no
fun.
Way. But it was so much fun. And at the end, we were all like jaw-dropping amount. We were like, what?
That
How
much?
That
wow.
happened?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it was almost $20,000 that Dulce raised.
It was quite a bit, yeah.
Yes. And then the ambulance came for Jack and Chris, revived them.
Yeah. Well, a real shout out to Jack Harris and to Chris Zemlewell, because those two have done just marvelous things for this community, actually. And then the third year, who was the winner of the third year? That was last year.
And then the third year, yes, Christina Carey. She won for her group, the Wiglin Home Boxer Rescue.
Right. So she raised a lot of money for that, I remember.
A huge amount of money, yes. Yep. It was just over $33,000.
Wow. That was shocking.
Yes. Wow.
We were shocked the first year, last mm-hmm. year, then we really shocked. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. What?
I mean, every year it just gets bigger, and so this year 12 nonprofits competing with Magnanimous Mug.
Yes.
And again, for people who are listening, if you are with a nonprofit organization and you are in Pacific County or Tillamook County or Clatsop County, you're in the Fort George brewery distribution
area.
So, which means you can apply to be a part of Magnanimous Mug or Benefit Night.
Right? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and especially, so, I think that was a great change this year also, that before somebody needed to be nominated and then that person will pick what organization they wanted to represent. I think this year by Brad really opening to said, you know, you apply for it. Tell us which organization, what do you want to do? I think it gave so much freedom to people and organizations to say, you know, I could try to do this. Why not? And I do believe that really helped organizations to say, we're going to try it. Why not?
That's
and not to wait to be nominated.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's a big difference. In the beginning, people were nominated and then they chose their nonprofit. Now, nonprofits can apply directly themselves.
They can.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We just need one individual to kind of be the face of the contest, to be the individual that's really raising the
money.
And they do also receive, there is actually a Magnanimous Mug. It's a special mug in our Fort George Mug Club. And so they get an actual mug with a special engraving on it, and they get to use that mug throughout 2019. And they get all the perks of the mug club. It's a little larger mug, and you get a little extra beer, and all. There are events that go along with that as well.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I really always volunteer with him to see if one day I just get a mug.
That's maybe you will,
maybe one day. She's magnanimous. I will get her a mug.
Yeah, magnanimous. She's magnanimous. And she'll get a mug. Okay. We just have a few minutes left. So any last things that you would like the listening audience to know about the Fort George Magnanimous Mug Awards happening Tuesday, November 27th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. But you want to get there and you want to be there, because Norma's going to be saying all kinds of things that we're not totally sure we're going to be understanding, but we're going to be paying
close attention, yes.
So that mm-hmm. we do get the humor, because there's a lot of humor with this woman. So,
yes, Norma. Just come. Please do come, 6 to 8, Fort George, upstairs. Just come and be part of your community.
And if you have heard the names of the organizations that are competing this year, and you want to do something for the Estuary Warming Center or the Lunch Buddy Program or the Liberty or the Armory or any of these fine 12 organizations, which are they listed on your website?
They are.
Yes.
If you go to the event page, yeah.
So if you for some reason can't come on Tuesday, November 27th, but you're not being contacted by the organization, you can reach out yourself and say, hey, I know you're competing this year for Magnanimous Mug. I want to give you a donation to help you.
Yeah, so, look for those names. Look
right,
for those
exactly.
people. Look
so
on Facebook and everywhere. You can really find who they are.
Yes,
and they are
and
just
participate.
Great, great people. Just so we need you there.
And Brad.
Yeah.
Any last things that you'd like to tell the listening audience?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, come down. Come down next Tuesday, or this coming Tuesday, and you can even just enjoy a beer, you know, and donate whatever you can.
It's your local pub. It's your community.
It is a community.
And we're all in this together, so we need to work together to make it a better place to live for everyone. Thank you so much, Brad, for everything that you're doing in this community.
Oh,
good
you.
On you
thank
for this great, you know, idea and putting the benefit nights on year-round and for Magnanimous Mug.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much,
Norma, for everything you're
doing.
You're
welcome.
And hope to see all of you at the Magnanimous Mug Awards on November 27th. And again, you can go to the Fort George website, find out the organizations competing, and contribute that way too. Thank you so much, Joanne Rideout, for being our engineer this morning. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today, in fact, right now. Take a deep breath. It is so good for body, mind, and spirit. we're all rushing around, and we need to remember to take care of our own bodies, our minds, and our spirits, and then focus with gratitude on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things not going well. If you just turn on the news, that's enough to make you think, oh my gosh, I need to do something to bring the joy back in my life. So give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being you, for being here now in the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.